Tefillah for Life, Shir 498, Wednesday before Pesach. We move on to the next pasuk, and we are discussing the promise that the Rabbeinu Shalom said to the Avos that they will be zeiche to Eretz Canaan. B'hiyoschem misseim mispar. When you were very few in numbers. Kim'at v'garimba. Very small and dwelling like geirim in Eretz Yisrael. Not having a real kvius, not having a real makim in Eretz Yisrael. When the Rabbeinu Shalom promised Eretz Yisrael to the Avos, they were very small in numbers. And they didn't even have a set place in Eretz Yisrael. They were dwelling in Eretz Yisrael. They were moving from place to place. But still, the Rabbeinu Shalom gave it to them. And the message is because that's the reason why HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave it to them. The main midah that the Rabbeinu Shalom asks from a person is to be machnia in front of the Rabbeinu Shalom. Anova. Anova is the greatest midah that a person can attain. Moshe Rabbeinu is praised because of his anova. A person that feels low in front of the Rabbeinu Shalom. A person that feels that he cannot do it himself. The Rabbeinu Shalom is the one that's running his life. That is the main midah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants from a person. And that is why the Rabbeinu Shalom chose the Avos. They were small. They weren't the powerful nations that existed at that time. They didn't even have a set place to live. But they were committed to Avodas Hashem. And that is who the Rabbeinu Shalom wants to have a relationship with. Even if a person is Matzliach, the goal is that a person should feel that he has to come on to the Rabbeinu Shalom. And therefore we are stressing that at the time of the Avos, they were very small, they were very few. In the big scheme of the world, they were almost nothing compared to the other nations. Yes, Avraham Avinu was powerful, and Yitzchak was powerful, and Yaakov was powerful. But compared to the other nations and the other cultures, they were very few. But those were the ones that the Rabbeinu Shalom chose. And that is the way it always is. The Rabbeinu Shalom chooses the individual that is machnia to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The one that feels small, the one that feels that he has nothing on his own. He has to come on to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Such an individual is zeiche to a hashkacha pratis from the Rabbeinu Shalom. But someone who feels independent and feels like he can do it on his own. And of course he needs HaKadosh Baruch Hu's help. But he can manage. He has a system in place. Such a person is Rachmana Litzlan not Zeiche to Siyata Dishmaya. When we relate to HaKadosh Baruch Hu with Hachna, HaKadosh Baruch Hu sends us Bracha in every area of life.